Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Reish Yud Dalid, 214, the last one of the week, as we continue in our beginnings of Parshas Kedoshim. So we discussed already the mitzvah of keeping one's parents in awe. Ish imov aviv tirov ish avsos et tishmoru ani Hashem Elokeichem. Next pasuk, al tifnu el ha'elilim. Do not turn to the elilim. Ve'lohei masecha lo sa'asu lachem. And do not create Elohei Masecha, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I am Hashem, your God. So the mitzvah is specifically the second half of this pasuk. Elohei Masecha, Lo Sa'asu Lochem. Do not make for yourselves Elohei Masecha. So think about making Avodah Zarah. How is this different than what it said in the Parshas Yisro we already had? The Aseret Sedibros, Lo Sa'asu Lecha. So let's see the mitzvah. Says the Chinuch, Shelo La'asos Avodah Zarah, Lo La'atzmo, Velo Lizulaso. Not making Avodah Zarah for oneself or for somebody else. Shelo La'asos Avodah Zarah, Lemisha Ya'avda, for somebody who's going to serve it, Bein La'atzmo, Bein Lizulaso. For yourself or for others. Why is he emphasizing for others? Because that's the uniqueness of this mitzvah. If you look in the Rambam, in his Sefer HaMitzvahs, the first few mitzvahs in the Losases, the Rambam tells us, Isser number one is not believing in other gods. His Hiranu me ha'amin ba'el acher zulaso. That's lo yielacha, the beginning of the dibros. Mitzvah beis in the los ases shehiziranu me asos avodazara la avod. It's an iser to make an avodazara in order to serve it. V'ein chiluk bein sheasah biyado bein sheisa velasosa. And it doesn't matter if I do it myself or I command somebody else to do it. But that's the focus is me. I'm making it for myself. Third mitzvah, third los aseh, that's this one in the Rambam. This is mitzvah gimel in the los aseh of the Rambam. She'ez iranu me'asos avodazara lizula senu. Kadesha ya'avodosa. A separate isser of making avodazara for myself. That was in the Aseret Sedibros, and this one is making Avodah Zarah for anybody else. V'yafilu hayamishi yitzava usol asos ha'akum, even if a non-Jew told me. V'hu amro yitaleh, Elohei masecha lo sa'aseh l'cha. That is this mitzvah, that's its uniqueness as compared to the one in Yisro. If you want to look, think about the, again, the connection between today's mitzvah and yesterday's mitzvah and the previous mitzvah, a couple of points. First of all, I found a medrash in the Ramban. I was quoting it the past couple of days from the Sfarno. But the Ramban quotes a medrash, how all the mitzvahs at the beginning of our parsha are related to the Aseret HaDibros. The Ramban says it right here, B'medrash v'yikra rabba, his kibur al parsha zu, Rabbi Levi Omer, Mipnei sha'aseret HaDibros klulin besocha. The 10 dibros, Aseret HaDibros are kalul, are in these few psukim. Why? Because to become a kadosh, kadoshim to you, you have to keep the Aseret HaDibros. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, Ani Hashem Elokechem. That's why he keeps emphasizing in all of our psukim. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Lo yielacha Elohim Achirim. That's today. Elohim Masecha lo sa'aseh lecha. Lochem. Lo sisa. We're going to have in a few psukim. Lo sishavu v'shmi la'shaker. Zachar siyam v'shabas l'kacho. We already have that. Shapso setishmoru. Kabed ezavicha v'esimecha. We have that. Ishimova v'iftiro. Lo sirtzach. Lo samod al dam reyecha. That's a fascinating comparison, which hopefully we'll get to talk about. Not killing and not standing idly by when somebody's life is in danger. Lo sinaf, al techalas bidcha lahaznosa. Lo tignov, lo tignovu. Lo sane, lo selech rachil ba'amecha. All the parallel, all the mitzvahs at the beginning of Kedoshim. Lo sachmod, v'yahavta l'recha kamocha. Not desiring a covenant from other people. The opposite of that is the Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha. Hopefully, we spoke about that in Yisrael already. Hopefully, we'll talk more about that in the coming days when we get up to Avas Yisrael. Ad Kan B'Medrash. So it's the Medrash. The Sfarno expanded upon it, but it's the Medrash quoted in the Ramban right here that parallels many of the mitzvos here at the beginning of the Parsha with the Aseret HaDibros. If you notice, though, as we mentioned yesterday, it says Ani Hashem Elokeichem over and over and over again. Well, the first pasuk, Kedoshim Tiyu Ki Kadosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem. And right after today's mitzvah, Elohei Masecha Lo Sa'aseh Lochem Ani Hashem Elokeichem, says the Shemin HaTov. Why does it emphasize three times Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Ani Hashem Elokeichem? He quotes the Chidushi Harim. De Bala Lamed, De Amnam Yesh B'Kedusha Kama Madregos, Ulekulam Nomar Ani Hashem. There are a lot of Madregos in Kedusha, and Hashem is connected to each and every Jew. Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Tahainu. Yesh Yehudim amistavkin bazeh ve'enem ponim el alilim. Ve'enem esbolim u'machashim mahajim kachi Yisrael. There are those that, the basic level, they just don't do idol worship. They don't do Avodah Zarah. That's their connection as Jews. Ulamalamizeh. Then there are others that know. They also do keep it of aim. Ishimov aviv tiro. That's the next level up. They even do some mitzvahs, not just avodah zarah, not staying away from avodah zarah. And then finally, you have the third level of kedoshim to you, those who sanctify their entire life. Right? That's related to every single person, ani Hashem Elokeichem. And then he adds, maybe that's also why, this is a question that we have not dealt with yet, but it's a very important question, and that is, we spent the past month on all of the Arayas. All of the Arayas is the second half of Parshas Achrimos in Perek Yud Ches. Now we're having many, many mitzvahs, all different types of mitzvahs related to Kedusha, and then in Perek Chaf, we're going to have the Arayas again. Not counted as mitzvahs, but that's where the punishments are. We have the Asharis in Achrimos, and we have the Onshim in Kedoshim. So a question that many Mefarshim ask is, why is there a break? Just say it all together, or say it one after another. But yet, instead, we have Perek Yutes, which is all the Perek that we're in now. Kedoshim to you, with all the mitzvahs connected to the Aseres HaDibur, stuck in the middle. Says the Shemana Tov, exactly this point. One might read the Arayas and think that, you know, I'm lost. Even if one didn't violate the Arayas, we know Machsheves Arayas is also terrible. And therefore, one might say, oh, forget it. If you have the Asar and the punishment right away, they'll think they're lost. So in between, it says, no, Kedoshim to you. Whatever level you're at, Hashem loves you. And Hashem wants you back, and Hashem wants you to come back. So you have this parsha of Kedoshim to you, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, emphasized over and over and over again before you get to the punishments. You should know you could do it, you could come back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even before focusing on the Onesh. Important Shem HaTov right here on our Pasuk. Okay, let's continue. So today's mitzvah, specifically, as we said, is creating an avodah zarah for someone else. Bein la'atzmo, bein lazulaso. Afilu yematzav alaso segoy. Even if a non-Jew is telling me. Because as we know, this is an isser. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, in Oz Dalid, the Minchas Chinuch says non-Jews are also commanded in this. Not only if a non-Jew asks me to do an isser, but if you look in Oz Dalid, or Oz Hey, it's Hey in the brackets, v'gam nirali, de l'bnei noach gam ken asurim lasos suras biyadam. If a non-Jew asks a fellow non-Jew, please make me an idol, and they do, that's an isser daraisa. V'lohei maseich, alos asu lachem. Bein la'atzman, bein la'acherim. Right, they're not letting make idols for themselves or for others. Shneamar, back to the beginning of the chinuch, Elohei Masecha lo sasu lochem. What does the word Masecha mean? What's Elohei Masecha? Unusual word. Usually Masecha is like a mask. Masecha, right? The uncle says Elohei Masecha is metal. Right, Elohei Masecha lo sasu lochem. I turned it back to the beginning over here. Says uncle is lo sispanun basar tavan v'dachalon dematcha. Idols of metal. Don't make. So it's just an example of a material. But some of the other mefarshim suggest other ideas. Rav Sternbach says, Elohei Masecha lo sa'asu lachem, because many times avodah zarah comes in very different colors and very different hidden yetzaharas. So Elohei Masecha, that's covered up, lo sa'asu lachem. Even if you don't, it's not open. And you don't see Elohei Masecha lo sa'asu lachem. He says, wherever we look sometimes, it's mechuseh. We'd be very careful. Sometimes it could take different forms, but we have to be very careful about what we read, where we look, and what we believe in. That is one shot of Masecha. So we have the Unklus, which is the Pashit, which is the metal. We have Rav Sternbach, who says maybe it means covered. And the Netziv has another pshat. Masecha is from the word Nesech, Lenasech, to pour wine. Yayin Nesech, says the Netziv right here in the Hemek Davar. What's Menas? Elohei Masecha? Bishashem en Naschin Yayin L'Simcha, when you pour wine for a Simcha. Al Zeksiv, Ha'orchim L'Gad Shulchan Ulamani Mamasech. One might think you have to have a big party by the idols in order to make it good for you. Omishim Hachi Ksiv Elohei Masecha Lo Sasu Lachem. Samuch L'Sholosh Regalim. That's why many times Avodah Zarah is connected to the Yavim Tovim, because people might think that in order to bring goodness upon themselves, they have to be by the idols. No, the Torah says, Shalosh Regalim, just follow God. The Hizra Kazav Ez Yisrael Azeh Umasayim Ani Hashem Alkeichem Mashkiach Latsur Shalom B'Yisrael Linsar Shalom B'Yisrael V'lo Zulas. You don't need anything else. You don't have to pour any wine to any idols in order to get peace, to get your brachas. Elohim Masecha, gods that you think you have to pour to in order to get what you want, don't make. Because remember, Ani Hashem Alkeichem, I take care of it. And I'll take care of you. That's Masecha according to the Netziv. Okay, let us continue a little bit with the halachas of the chinuch. V'yamru zechronam livracha b'sifra afil lacherim. Chazal emphasize again on this mitzvah that is even for others. Ha'osa avodah zara la'atzmo over mishum shteyas haris. Klomer mishum lo sasu mishum lo yielacha. So it could be if one makes an idol for oneself, then they could violate both isurim. Man, what, this isur is only for other people? It's even for other people. This mitzvah includes the earlier one. So you might say, why don't you only say this one and not the other one? Okay, that's a kasha. But either way, this one is including even others. Therefore, if you make it for oneself, the chinuch suggests that one's going to get two separate isurim. Shoresh richak avodah zara yadua. Obviously, the shoresh of the mitzvah is known. There is an important Rashi, though, right on our pasuk. Rashi says, on Elohei Masecha, and Rav Yerucham picks up on this Rashi. Says Rashi, V'chi, let me just find it. Says Rashi, Lot Elohei Masecha, Atifnu Elilim La'avdam, Elilim K'lashon Al, Kilohu Chashuv, Elilim is as if they're nothing, they're an Al, V'Elohei Masecha, Lo Sa'asu Lachem, T'chilasan Elilim Heim. They're really nothing, they're Elilim. Im Ata Pone Achareihem, if you follow them, Sofcha Ose Otam Elohus. You're going to make them into a god. Rashi says they're really nothing, but you're going to make them into a god. What does that mean? Says Rav Yeruchim in a beautiful piece right here in Das Torah. He says, the beginning of it is here, but he quotes the Mechilta, exactly what Rashi just said. Acherim osan osam elokus. What is the Torah teaching us here? Yitachin davar batel muvutal batachlas abitol. You could have something that's worthless. It's mamish worthless. The ha'adam b'habataso el hadavar ubi yichuso elav, but all of a sudden, because people start giving it chashivus, it becomes like a god. And it gets unbelievable value. It could have nothing. It could be wooden, a meaningless, foolish piece of material. But hine b'ma'asav ya'asenu mamish le'eloka, le'eloha. Right? We can make it. Something could be nothing. It could be a piece of wood. I could take a piece of wood, but all of a sudden I treat it in a certain way. I put gold on it, and I put silver on it, and I put it on a pedestal, and I start believing in it. And that's what Rashi says. You're gonna if you start turning to it, asa otam elokus, you're making it into a god. It's not a god, but that's what it becomes. Im histak lusam bahagoyim asher bebedino sechem shalachem kahagoyim shalanu kinagoyim shalachem. If you look around, people start giving this. You can say this about any type of avodah zara. Doesn't have to be real avodah zara. Hine ma'amidem lem eitz miyar karsu masi decharish. You take a piece of wood that was created, bekasav of azav yipu, but masmeros, you made it with nails, you made it with sticks, and you start kissing it and hugging it, and all of a sudden they start believing it. But that's all because we made it into it. But it's really something that has no inherent value. And he quotes many other sources related to this, that once we view something in a certain way, it's very hard for us to get away from it. There's a Gemara in Menachas, Daf Kuftes, Reb Shua Ben Prachya says, originally I never wanted to take a position in life. But once I took a position, if anybody tells me, please go down for your position, I won't listen to them. Because once I have it, and once I view it in a certain way, so then it's very hard to separate from it. Who sowed Koach HaYetzer? Who inyan shel asa'um? Asa'um. We make the Avodah Zarah into something chashuv. Inherently, it's nothing. But that's what the Rashi is telling us. Elohei Masecha lo sasu lachem. Really, it's nothing. But don't make it for you. Don't make this into something valuable. Because it's not. All of it is just hevel vishav. Okay, so that's the part of the shorish of the richak of Avodah Zarah. Mi dineha. Let's get to some of the dinim of this mitzvah. Masha Omer Zechron Lovracha, what Chazal tell us in Mesechas Avodah Zarah, Ma Bein Avodah Zarah Shal Yisrael Avodah Zarah Shal Goy. There happens to be different halachos between the Avodah Zarah of a Jew and the Avodah Zarah of a non-Jew. Here the Isser is, as we said, even if a non-Jew asks me to make an idol for him, it's Asa Daraisa. For me, even if I don't worship it, separate from the Isser of Lifnei Iver, which is a separate Isser, which we'll talk about hopefully in a couple of weeks. But there's a difference between an idol of a Jew and a non-Jew. What's the difference? The difference between when it becomes Asur and the difference between when it becomes Mutter. Avodah Zarah shel Goy Asura b'hana'a miyad. If I make an idol for a non-Jew, it's Asur immediately when I finish making it. Shene'amar p'silei Elohehem tisrafun ba'esh. The idols you have to burn. Misha pislo nasilo eloha. Right? When you made them, you fashioned them, it becomes a god. Why? Because we assume that if you made it for a non-Jew, he's going to worship it. V'shal Yisrael, ein asura b'hano ashete aved. For a Jew's idol, it doesn't become usur. It doesn't get the status of an idol until a Jew worships it. Because we assume and we hope and we expect that a Jew is not going to worship it. So that's a difference in terms of the starting time. He doesn't mention it here, but there's also a difference in the ending time. A non-Jew is allowed to be, and it works to be mevatel his avodah zarah. A Jew's idol can never be mevutel. You have a Jew's idol, that's it, it's finished forever. A non-Jew could be mevatel, meaning he can nullify and say, I don't believe in this anymore, and can become mutter. And if he's bowing down to a shofar, and he's mevatel, we can use it for a shofar of on Rosh Hashanah. Shulchan Aruch says it. So there's a difference between making an idol for a Jew and for a non-Jew. And the Chinuch continues, Umisham she avodah zarah, bein shal goy o shal Yisrael, ein amasur machi shtam she avodah zarah. If it's not the actual idol, but it's the tashmishim of the idol, the shimush, so that it's one step removed, that's also even for non-Jews only when it is actually used. V'yahos avodah zarah, and therefore if somebody makes an avodah zarah, so we said, that has the status of avodah zarah right away, only for a non-Jew, not for a Jew. He says, even though you get Malkus, what you got paid for it, that money is not, doesn't have the status of Avodah Zarah money. One is allowed to get benefit from that money. That's a Machlokus Rishonim. But that is the Shita of the Chinuch. Skip one line. Mikom Makom, Eina Asur HaShitikamer. But keep in mind, the Isser is only after it is completed. If I never finish the job, I don't violate this Isser Daraisa. Umakush Acharon Shegomra Imbo Shavapruta. And the last hammer blow that I blew on this idol, it itself is not worth the Shavar Pruta itself. So therefore, that's what he talks about why the Schar is an Usser. But either way, the Halacha is, he says implicitly, that the Isser is only once you finish the job. We're talking about making idols. Rav Moshe has an interesting tshuva in Yaradeya, Chelek Aleph, Simen Samaches. Is one allowed to be, he was asked this Shaila, by a Jewish architect. And the architect was contacted about architecture for a church. Is a Jew allowed to be an architect for a church? You could go ask the next question. Could he build the church? He's not worshiping the church. Is a church called Avodah Zarah? It's a base Avodah Zarah. But is it Avodah, he's not building the Pesel. Is that included in this Isser? It's a good question. Rav Moshe was asked to Shaila in 1957. Tavshin Yudzayin. Bidvar She'elato. Ech she'umanosohi. L'sartet ofaneha binyanim al niyar. Your job is to draw, right, on paper, shall pitmunazu bonin acharkach, and they use this to draw on, basically an architect. In mutsu l'sarti la'akum harotzin levnos base tifla. Can you do it? Hanochon l'anias da'iti, says Rav Moshe, diladina mutter. Me'ikar adin it's mutter. Af bofan shalekach shash eva. Even if the guy's not going to hate you if they go to somewhere else. So ha'af limnos abinyin ma'amish mutter. Even to build the binyan is probably okay, says Rav Moshe. And this is even a step removed from the actual, you're not building an idol. You're not even building the house where the idol's going to be. You're building the plans that they're going to use to look at to build. That's not included? No. So says Moshe, Me'ikar Adin, this is Mutter, Koshikin Shemutter Laso Sirtud, Ofan Abinyin, Sheyedu Habonim Eich Livnos. That is for sure. But then Moshe says, Avolasartin Ofan Abinyin Al Niyar Shadayin Ain Shayach Zanalechaz Abinyin, it's Mutter. And then he says, Va'od Yesh Tam Godol Ahatir, another reason to be Matir, Mitan Davi Sirtud Ofan Abinyin, Rak Misayeh Shein Bo Mamish, it's not considered something tangible, because they're using just the information that they're getting from your paper in order to build. So you're not even a step in the process. So Moshe says, Maker then it's mutter. But of course, as you might have expected, the last paragraph, Nimsa Shaladina Yesh Lahatir, Ach Al Kalpanim, Meharoi Lahisrachik, Mehakir, Im Ein Bazemishum Eva. If it won't cause too much friction between the Jewish and the non-Jewish parties involved, now if you could say, if you could explain it, then he said it's better not to. Me'ikar did its mutter. It's too many steps removed. But it's better not to. V'chein apein lochosh le'eva avalehu ani shizorach leparnas also. What if you're poor and you really need the parnas? Or Moshe says, if there's a real tzarech, eino tzarech lahachmir. Me'achar shemidina mutter. V'kolshigin k'sheish lohefsin mamon. Gosha ovid ez lacherim v'mo yirsal asfetudim elu. Especially if you're going to lose your job for it. If you work for an architecture company, if you don't do this job, you're going to lose your whole parnasa. Moshe says for sure that it would be mutter. But if there's no hefsin mamon and you don't need the job so much, and everything else being equal, then I would say not to do it. Then the last two lines of the tshuva, v'la'aso sirtut la'ofan binyan reform v'conservative templeim, says what about being an architect for those temples? Leka shum iser vein sorcha achala hachmir. So there, Moshe, you're not on a daven. This shuv is not saying you're not on a daven in one of those places, but in terms of the architecture for those, that is even more. That is more lakula, and one doesn't have to worry about those in that case. Good. Finishing up the chinuch. But this is the mitzvah to talk about that shuvah in. This is the mitzvah. So Moshe is mutter, but better to stay away. This issur applies always, men and women. If somebody violates and creates an avodah zarah for someone else, bein asal lagoy oli Yisrael, lo kemalka achas, he gets one set of malkas. If he makes it for himself, then he violates this issur plus the issur in the previous aseret hadibros, he's going to get two issurim. So therefore, one should stay away. What's the difference? Which pasuk it is? Again, the Michas Chinuch, as he always does, in Os Aleph, mentions the Rashi in Masechah Shavuos Daf Chaf, that you have to quote the right pasuk when you're giving Hasra. So therefore, you gotta know which Isser. This is the Isser of making it for somebody else. The one in the Aseret HaDibros is the Isser of making it for yourself. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch knows Vav, he talks about an interesting topic. First he says, V'nira Pashut, Deinochai Malkas Alasiya Elamkim Gamru. As we said in the Chinuch, you only get Malkas for the Avera if you finish the job. Imkain, if that's true, then when do you get Hasra? Right, you can't get Malkas without Hasra. So when do you get Hasra for this Isser? It's gotta be before the last hammer in the piece. What, you're gonna do it 3 days before? You need Hasra, token the Deba, right before you get do the Isser. Therefore, you have to warn him right before he finishes the job. And therefore, look at the next paragraph. In Nira, again, a Minchas Chinuch comment. What if you finish the job on Shabbos? The last hammer blow of making this Avodah Zarah was on Shabbos. The history of Mishum Shabbos. And he got Hasra for Shabbos. Why? Makabe Patish. Right? The Malacha number 38. It's the final hammer blow. You're finishing the job. So you get the Isser of Shabbos and the Isser of Megav Avodah Zarah. Then it's Kim Lebed Abimineh. You're going to be high for Shabbos because Shabbos is an Isser Skila. And that's Mises Bezdin. To call on Malacha, Vimakam Apatish. Imkein Pater. So you're Pater on this Isser. Mishum Hagamad Avodah Zarah to Kim Lebed Abimineh. Because the Misa Pater's Malchus as it always does. And then he says, Achnir Demasal a Goy. He says, maybe if you're making it for a Goy, a goy, as we said, gets the status of avodah zarah the second that you made it. So then maybe it's just a destructive action that you're doing, what would be called makalkel on Shabbos, right? Because if you do something destructive on Shabbos, you're not chayev. So here, if you're creating avodah zarah, it's makalkel the world because you're creating new avodah zarah. So maybe you're not chayev for Shabbos. So that's his question. But he's the one that brings it up. If you finish making avodah zarah on Shabbos, makabe patish, and this isra as well. Okay, Baruch Hashem, finished off another week. Baruch Hashem, finished 2:14. Baruch Hashem. The two Avodah Zarah issues. Next week we get into Karbanos, and we get into a number of mitzvahs related to mitzvos hatulios ba'aretz, the mitzvah of Peah, the mitzvah of Leket, and related mitzvahs as well. Okay, we'll stop here.